Right, okay, this is Ibby Galt, and this is her presentation. Hi, Ibby.
Hello.
So again, do you want to just give us a little bit of a context for where you are so far?
So I've been looking into a lot of autobiographical work, especially by female artists like Tracy Emin. I think that she's really interesting, and I really like the themes in her work. So I've been looking at these are sort of things from London, all sort of tied in, and then this is also London as well, mix of different things. I kind of wanted to do a neutral board just to kind of see like basics and what like the shapes and the forms are more interesting in this one, and this is more colour based. So I'm thinking of doing autobiographical, like mixed media pieces, experimenting with textiles, print, sort of the same thing I was doing in the last project. So that's kind of what I'm looking at the moment.
So what's the theme again?
The theme...
Autobiographical.
Yeah.
So that's one element of that. So what is it that you're doing about you?
Well, my kind of, my ism is feminism. So
is this about then, so this is about you as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What do you want to say as a woman?
I guess kind of convey less surface level depictions of women and just like talk about the creativity of women and how we are as women and how we feel as women as well. And like maybe anger, a lot of anger and a lot of resentment. And I want to display that through my work.
Now, why would
colour and texture?
Why would women be angry or have resentment, or you in particular?
I think just like experiences.
You seem quite happy for me.
Experiences as a woman, I guess.
Okay.
And I want to talk about those.
So, when you talk about your experiences as a woman, is this being within a sort of patriarchal system?
Yeah.
That kind of like the everyday sexism and everyday things, or is this something that has impacted you, something a lot more visceral, like you know, walking safely through the streets at night, or being upskirted, or you know, being put in a position
by a man.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just trying to sort of pin down where that's from. So, so is this kind of educational in some level, or
Definitely.
Something like a protest, sort of some activism there? Okay, so how does the movement have anything to do with it?
That's kind of a loose link.
Okay.
I just wanted to put that in anyway, because
So what?
You know,
so is this is kind of an idea separate from the autobiographical feminist idea. You've got the Tracy Emin in, the feminine in there. So like feminine artworks, you know, okay. Now the artworks you've looked at though, though they look like they're quite autobiographical, you know, the images. Is that Tracy?
No, that's from the exhibition in London. I think it was the Welcome Collection.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing the female and the movement, and I'm just wondering if we can link any of like, you know, movement, you know. So no, I think it's an absolute, this is a really good starting point. Sorry, my mind's going off on that one. So it's a really interesting point. So it's so specialism being textiles and fine art. Like fine art textiles.
Yeah.
So and then the feed
print as well.
Yeah, sort of mixed media.
Okay,
stuff.
So sort of like multidisciplinary.
Yeah, a bit of
okay, fab.
Mm-hmm.
You've documented that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better say.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, as it moves along in your sketchbook, you know, if you end up being a lot more print or a lot more textile, you know, like make sure that you sort of document it.
Okay.
So, obviously, with Tracy Emin in sort of textiles and fine art, she made sort of duvets and quilts that were sort of protesting. Is that kind of the
that
area?
That interests me a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
So what I think we're missing here is an actual board on Tracy Emin and protesting.
Okay.
You know, like this is kind of like the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're missing now is the second and third round boards.
Okay.
So I think what we need after this is that you go and now explore Tracy Emin and similar artists to her. And also feminism.
Mm-hmm. Most of it's in here.
Okay, cool.
I've done quite a bit of work.
Okay, well, show us then if you've got those bits as well, because that's all.
This is kind of. Oh, I was really interested in this as well. I've sort of gone everywhere. Well,
this is it, and that's why we have to edit and condense. Yeah.
So I really liked this idea of the trading cards. I don't know how I could tie that in, but I think I probably could.
Well, you could with women. It could be anything. It could be trumps, like, you know, good at ironing, you know, good mother, like, and it, you could, like, be a complete, like, satire on, you know, brave.
Yeah.
You know, like in a trump card system, you could easily exchange cards or play, like, you could do tarot cards that are all women. That are all the women archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like playing around with, like, the mother, the, you know, the whore.
Mm-hmm. So that's a page on Emin at the moment. What was it I was looking for? It was, I've been looking at, that's feminism there that I've done.
Okay.
These are my themes, maybe.
So what do you understand about feminism? Like, what does being a feminist mean to you?
Just speaking, like, just like using a voice that you have as a woman, and
so what makes that different from just a girl that's not interested in feminism, because they speak and use their
talking
voice.
About difficult topics, which is why I like Emin's work, because she doesn't shy away from that. She just deep dives into it and just says, this is my work, and if you don't like it, you know.
So is that an element that you want to carry into this?
A bit of aggression, maybe.
A bit of aggression, that's what I mean. A bit of
fire.
Like a bit of, you know,
FU. I'm very sort of like, but I want to be different on this project.
Okay, so that sort of ties that sort of boldness I can pick up from here. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's some, you know, you've got something to say.
Yeah.
I think we have to get to a point of what you need to know what you're saying, though.
A pinpoint.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, at the moment it's like, a bit of women's rights. Yeah. A bit of we should be able to say what we want to say.
Mm-hmm. A bit more specific.
You might want to focus on a particular area. Like, obviously, like the Gorilla Girls, for instance, which we all saw in Tate and that. They're about female artists. You know, like, they're within their sort of, I imagine, their niche of feminism. It's it's very much about the, you know, male art is so dominating and representation. So they pick that particular area, you know, in art galleries and. If you were to pick a particular area, what area would it be, per se?
Area as in, like, niche inside of feminism?
Or? Yeah, like, is it going to be, like, you know, walking the streets safe? You know, like, again, about, you know, no meaning no? Or is it going to be about, you know...
This is what I'm deciding. Females in the art world.
I think anything, really. Like, I want to, obviously, I need to hone in, but at the moment I'm just looking as a whole.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping my options open. But I think everything is interesting, really. I could... kind of obviously research all of the
I think since it's autobiographical, I think the most important thing we need to pin down is your experiences of what has given you this fire, you know, like, because something's kind of, you know, where it's like that. So, you know, what examples have you got of where you've come across the patriarchy or been oppressed or felt minimized as a woman?
Well, even surfing, like, the other day, I went in yesterday, only go on the surf. Yeah. And it,
very common.
Yeah. And it just feels, I don't feel as safe as I would if there were women there. And I don't know why that is, but, like, it just, I don't know.
Is there an aggression out there? Yeah, or is it like you're seen as a lower down on the...
Definitely. They'll kind of take your waves. They don't care about you as a woman being
unless you shout.
Yeah, unless you're really aggressive.
Yeah.
I am.
It's really crazy that, you know, in this day and age, in such a sort of spiritual sport, the...
It's
really aggressive.
It's really clicky.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like wandering into the wrong paddock.
So that could be your area of interest.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it stems from.
Because that's something that's personal to you, which has got more meaning to it.
Yeah.
It's something that you can draw primary, like... you know, research from because it's something that you're interested in. You'll go throughout, you know, May's coming, that's the best time of year to surf. Yeah. Water's heating up, light's longer, swell comes, so you can have
get
a
GoPro
lot of,
there and
yeah, you can
surf.
Get a lot of sort of research from that from yourself and that aspect.
I suppose there's like a whole culture of in the surfing, isn't it? Because it's like you've got you've got the women that are serious about it as a sport and as a hobby and as a passion. And then I suppose that you've got women that are attracted to the men that surf. That, you know, there's almost two...
There's a divide.
...things
there's
and you get all put many. Into the one pool. Yeah. So sort of like,
there's
you know...
There's also the competitiveness that's in it. Some people do it just for, to compete.
Yeah.
Some people do it just to switch off and meditate. Mm-hmm.
I grew up competing, so it's like, so I would have guys in there that would be really aggressive and competitive, and it doesn't merge.
So female sports is definitely something. Yeah. You know, women in sports. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the thing with trans women in sports is a big thing at the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say that this is a really interesting place to go and research.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously surfing is a sport, surfing is a passion, you've been minimised. There's lots of other women that are minimised in other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you can go into the sort of celebration of the women's football tournament now that it's like the world tournament and the pride that's now being associated with that. Mm-hmm.
There's also now big wave female surfers, which never used to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was largely male.
Okay, so say you've gone off after this and, you know, next week, sort of at the top, you've been researching then these pockets of, you know, feminism and your auto and what your feminism means to you,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be a really important slice here to really get down and be.
Mm-hmm.
What would then be your first sort of for going to sort of responding to all of this?
So I like the work that there was a bit of this in, I think it was the V&A.
Yeah.
There was a painting and it stuck with me because it looked like a kid's drawing.
Yeah.
But then you look into the painting and there was like phallic imagery everywhere.
Yeah.
And I loved that because I was like, that's so interesting. So then I looked at this artist and she writes about like political and social commentary in her work, but makes it look like children's painting.
Yeah, yeah, sort of naive quality.
Yeah, so I was thinking, writing something, trying to find sort of snappy sentences and tie in my writing to the things, and then, you know, kind of making, obviously with watercolour or anything, even sewing
don't
it
dare
in. No, watercolour.
Just you try it briefly. We've got, no, if you want to go and do nice, gentle watercolours, you've got half a day.
Okay.
For your own time. No, you've just said bold. You're
acrylic.
Well, again, this is what I need you to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just done spray paint. You know, like, you know, you want to keep that raw, rebellious, edgy fight. Watercolour does not suddenly make me think of that. It makes me think of Queens Valley and Petrol Coats. Okay, so that's everything. You've got to sort of apply this this philosophy almost to every level. So like when you're thinking of materials, what are stereotypical materials for girls?
Yeah, well, this is why I like the sewing thing, because you can make it something else.
Totally. Yeah. And how can you punk it up or turbocharge it or weaponize it?
Yeah.
Basically, I think what women have done, which is really great, is they've managed to take weaknesses, perceived female weaknesses, and weaponize them.
Yeah.
And being like, no, very I'm going to take my boobs, that you men thingy, and like Madonna, I'm going to put, like Jean Paul Gaultier, I'm going to put them into pointy, I'm going to make them almost weapons.
Yeah.
Like, unapproachable.
Uh-huh. They're mine.
They
look sharp.
They look sharp. You know, so it's about that. Like, you know, like Stella McCartney was looking at, you know, designing, you know, female, you know, like when you look at the tennis kits, that's so sexist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, short skirts and knickers.
Really?
Like, why can't, you know, so. Again, you've got to really find in all of this what you're fighting for within this.
Yeah.
Like women in sports, is it, you know, Ibby's journey through life, and it just happens at this point, it's through surfing hobby you come across it, but then at college or walking home or, you know, like all those areas that you deal with it.
Yeah.
And then I suppose that what we'll do is then start converting this into imagery.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, this is something that you're probably going to be better off like collaging together to create like these bigger images. So like looking at Richard Hamilton maybe for his sort of pop art collages, and you know, Tracy again in her duvets, you know, the textile element, you could be stick converting these designs and things then into textile as quilts and duvets, or as things you can unwrap in a protest.
Yeah, like banners almost.
Like banners. Yeah. You know, like if you wanted, you could kind of get carried away with going, like, you know, go and protest some places. Mm-hmm. You know, make some quick.
Yeah.
You know, like as Josh was saying about going and quickly being, you know, slightly under the law.
Yeah.
You know, if you've made a textile banner that you can quickly unfurl over the underpass.
Yeah.
Hold up, get someone to take some shots of it about women's rights. Like, you could look into the Jersey laws. You know, isn't it just only recently that, you know, a man has only just been stopped from being able to rape his wife?
Oh my God.
If they're married in Jersey law.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no. It was until recently, you know, if you were married in Jersey law, a man can have sex with his wife whenever he wants.
What, like yeah, like this is like recent, like as in years?
Yeah, it's only just changed.
Oh my God, okay.
You know, yeah. And things like tax, like mm-hmm. men can only, you know, women didn't have to pay, like, women can now, I think, pay their own tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they wouldn't. Jersey's so archaic.
Yeah, I've watched my dad sign papers for my mum at the kitchen table. Yeah. I have to be like, can you sign this for me?
So, you know, like, as a foundation for this, like, yeah. you know, make it, you know, again, if it is going to be autobiographical, then mm-hmm. you have to think of your contacts, which yeah. is you live locally. So that means exploring, like, maybe the laws local. And the yeah. and the misogyny in Jersey, and then work from that and be aware. Yeah. Then start talking to your girlfriends and mothers and women of different age groups and experiences. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking to them, getting information. When of like you know tell like you know ask if you got gran nanny ask gran like. When were you ever stopped by your parents from doing art because you had to go and learn how to do cookery? Because you know, like, were you ever prevented something from being a woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, for me, it's like, this is what I mean. Feminism is such a big umbrella, you know, like, because it's like, again, like, for me, you know, again, the male pill, women and their fertility and the ownership of that, and women messing themselves with hormones.
Yeah.
And taking a pill because a man doesn't have to think of anything. He just turns up.
Yeah.
Right. Women's hairy armpits. Sorry. I'm like, I don't understand why women shave.
No.
I'm like, where along the lines did this start happening?
Yeah.
And I bet you that was a man that wanted a woman to look like a baby.
Yeah. A child. Like
a younger child.
Yeah.
And then women then, sadly, what happens is you get them toxic femininity and toxic female, because then it's women judging other women, because it's not men, like, you know, men are a bit more basic in some ways, you know, but I think it's women that are like, oh, that have got problems with body hair more than on other women.
This is very true.
So, you know, I kind of feel like if you're going to delve into this feminist thing, it's like, you've got to put your money mouth where your mouth is as well. You know, you like, it might be like growing your armpits at uni and like pushing the boundaries of what being a woman is, you know, because, and that's why I always say to students that are taking this on, it can't be, if you're going to do it properly, you can't do it surface.
No.
Because you're not going to do it justice. Yeah. It's like, if you're going to really be involved politically, ethically, and for the womanhood, the sisterhood, it's like you have to come across these uncomfortable, crunchy bits, like, gender norms. I mean, beauty norms.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this whole hairless, ageless thing, especially waxing down there.
Yeah.
Why? You know, that's from a man. So, you know,
it's really interesting though.
Very interesting.
Lots of places open.
Loads, and that's what I mean. So you need to sort of do a mind map, really. All these avenues, and then explore each of the avenues. But you know, I'm thinking definitely, you know, I can see this as textile. Especially with the bar. Maybe get some Barbara Kruger in here as well. Okay. Where's old Babs? Because she protests and does it in a clever way.
Yeah.
You know, Tracy Babs, bring them all together, you know.
Yeah.
But great. How do you feel about that?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And colours, sort of at this point. You want colour, you want it bold.
Yeah, definitely.
So there'll be probably some explorations over next week with colour theory we're going to be doing, and that. So maybe sort of exploring, you know, pop colours, colours contrasting with each other. Maybe look at visual communication and, you know, like, look how colour sits in nature, how, you know, you can catch attention with colour.
Yeah.
But I think bold, feminism, autobiographical. Yeah.
Bring it all.
Yeah, but it will all fall apart if you don't have anything you want to say.
Yeah.
If you just keep going through it going, it's feminism. it's you know, it's like, don't look, but, you know, it's like, you know, my body, my, you know, and it's just these sort of rehearsed slogans.
Yeah.
It will end up just being,
just going to them.
You know, well, again, sort of, nothing wrong with that, but it'll just be fairly bait. Yeah. I don't think you'll deliver a message.
But I want this to be
important
final project, you know.
And I think it's like, it's good, you know, like, and you know what we want from students is to put their passion behind it, you know, and if it means going into town and having a protest or pointing out to people standing outside, like, you know, states saying we want, you know, we don't want sanitary goods to be taxed, they should be free. It's natural what happens to women, you know, and getting involved in these debates. Should women be able to get what's it called, fertility treatment past a certain age, you know, should, you know, all these things, you know, looking at history, at like the old maid, if you weren't married, how you were completely minimized as this redundant to society, you know, if you weren't married. And like women now that are getting this whole thing about ageism, because everyone's living longer, you know, women over 50 becoming invisible because they're seen as, you know, sort of exploring that. So meaty.
Very interesting.
So no, great.
So that's
fabulous.
Where I'm going with that.
Okay, so I think you've got some boards to do.
Mm-hmm.
Edit and condense.
Yeah, thinking to do.
Yep.
So next week, I would like to see when I come round that we've got some more consolidated, considered. Boards, I want to see some of you in it, obviously, if it's autobiographical. You know, some stuff on Tracy, some stuff on Barbara, some stuff on feminism, some stuff on protest and that boldness.
Mm-hmm.
On some boards. But fab idea, baby.
Yep, I like it.
Cool.
All right, love.
Thank
you. See you later. Before you go.
Thank you.
It's just a self-assessment. So obviously I did ask everybody to have certain things ready to hand in. I was kind of telling a few fibs. It's just, it was a soft hand in. It's just to make sure people are staying up to speed.
Yeah, of course.
So there is the self-assessment. So if you just go through that and just honestly, it will tell you where you are.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You know, and then if you put your name on, make a copy and give it back to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want the essays or you...
That's what I'm saying. No, you just hold on to all of it as a self-assessment.
Cool. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Ibby. Thank you.